This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says state health officials hope to test up to 8,500 people a day for COVID-19 by the end of next month, much more than the roughly 160 tests per day at the beginning of the pandemic. Polis says testing capacity has increased 20-fold.
But we face significant supply constraints that are no different than the supply constraints that are faced in other states and other countries across the world.
Officials say a shortage of swabs and other implements is hampering widespread testing. Polis says testing, distancing, and healthcare are key to opening up the state's economy. Fewer crimes are being reported in Colorado since the start of the outbreak. However, CPR's Allison Sherry says there are exceptions.
In some jurisdictions, there's been a rise in domestic violence. You know, everybody's home. You can kind of see it. Specifically in Aurora and Colorado Springs, their numbers have gone really high. There's also been, interestingly, a spike in car thefts across the metro area. I talked to a commander about that from the Auto Theft Task Force, and he said a lot of people who've been arrested say they're stealing cars so they had somewhere to live. So this is kind of an economic impact crime.
CPR's Allison Sherry. The Meatpackers Union says the president is putting cold cuts above worker health by ordering processing plants to remain open. A COVID-19 outbreak at the JBS plant in Greeley has infected more than 100 people and killed 5. 70 degrees in Denver, 69 in Vail, 82 in Grand Junction. This is CPR.